It's showtime, folks.
That 590 show. Matt Berger alongside Matt Rocchio. John Giamatti, Rudolph behind the dials. I hope everybody is staying cool on this very balmy Friday. Tomorrow is supposed to be awful. It's supposed to be like 106 degrees tomorrow. I'm not exaggerating. I think I saw a weather forecast where it's supposed to be 106. I was talking to a couple people today. They're like, oh, we're going to go to the winery. We're going to go to the pool. I'm like, I'm staying inside. I don't need to prove anything to you people by going out in 106 degrees. Have fun with your little heat stroke. Fucking crying to me. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 620 will be Jay Randolph Jr. Round two of the Open completed today, and Jay Randolph Jr. is going to help us break that down. At 6:40, Nick Hand, who covers the Blues for STLSportsPage.com. And then at 7 o'clock, fresh off his two-week honeymoon, Kevin Brackett from Real Spoilers. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Happy birthday to Howard Balzer. Giamatti, I know you got him a very wonderful present. You don't have to say on the air what it is. I know you don't want to embarrass him. I'm sure it was fantastic. Also, a happy birthday shout-out to our friend Carly Schauber tomorrow. Shane Youngs is tomorrow. Rob Reigns is tomorrow. And then our very own Matt Rocchio turned Sweet 16 on Sunday. Sweet 16 and never been kissed.
Plus 10. Sweet 16 plus 10.
Are you one of those where you're like, oh my God, I'm so old?
No, and I don't really pay attention to birthdays. I don't really celebrate them. I think they're kind of pointless and stupid.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, you don't even get together with your friends and, like, have a drink or something?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to go all out.
I don't, like, go out of the way to make sure it happens on the actual, like, day of my birthday. I don't know. I might go out, like, Saturday night.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying on Sunday you got to do it, but, like, Saturday night, are you going to go out and maybe, you know, have a cocktail or two?
I already have plans on Saturday night, so no, probably not.
There is, like, no joy in your life. I've got a feeling.
Plenty of joy in my life.
I don't know. I don't think there's enough.
I couldn't be happier. You kidding me?
Seems like there's like anything that's good, Rocchio kind of poo-poos. I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't like The Karate Kid. I don't like Back to the Future.
Again, your summation is that all three of those things are actually fun. Or
everybody else loves them but you.
It's not true. Definitely not the first person who's come across who I just, I don't know. It's just,
you almost tried to convert poor Giamatti, but I brought him back.
No, you didn't. I'll get my friend's birthday presents. Like, if my friends are having a birthday party, like, I'll get my friend's birthday presents without them even asking. It's just that I don't.
Oh, I mean,
I don't plan birthday parties for myself, and I don't go out of my way. I don't try to, like, go out of my way to, like, make sure people are getting me presents. It's just, it's not something I do. It's not something I've really ever done. I mean, it's just, birthdays have kind of always seemed a little bit extra.
Are you getting, what do you get, like, existential with them or something? Like, it's another year closer to death and...
No, it's not even that. It's just...
That kind of thing?
It's just, they're not a big deal to me. I hate some holidays.
It's not a holiday, it's your birthday.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone, I think we do too much when it comes to holidays and birthdays and things like that. I think we do too much. I think we spend too much... I think we expend too much effort and treat them too
There's a certain segment of the population that wants a little too much attention for their birthday.
Yes.
I think we all know what we're talking about.
The whole birthday week thing.
Birthday week, it's my half birthday. Yes, my birthday month. Yeah, there are quite a few that are like that. And I find that annoying. But, like, I think just getting together with your friends and, you know, having a cocktail and watching the game, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's not, I mean, that's celebrating, but it's not like you're really organizing something.
It's usually what I do. I don't really go too hard. I just
go to a bar or maybe the casino or something like that and just have fun.
Yeah, I might do it differently if it wasn't on Sunday. But it's on Sunday. Everyone's going to be watching Game of Thrones. Someone's going to be going out and getting drinks that day. So, yeah.
So, you got, like, are you going to do anything special for Game of Thrones? Like, make a special meal and then watch that? Or?
No, I'm watching it to my great chagrin. Like, I don't want to watch it. I'm doing it for the show. I'm doing it for
the good of the hardline. You're a self-sacrificing soul, man.
Like, honestly, half of my week has been spent bitching about that first episode because it made me so angry. And so, no, I don't even do that. I don't even do that out of the joy of my heart. I do that.
Like, okay, what did I say, like, 5 minutes ago about how Rocky there's plenty of joy in my life. Oh, I got to watch Game of Thrones. For the hard line, even though I bitched about half of it. Happiness. But there's plenty of joy in my life.
If you must, you know, pull aside the curtain as I try to do my best Wizard of Oz act here.
There is no joy in your life. I hit a nerve.
Hit dog gonna holler, Giamatti. Being all happy-go-lucky's boring.
I'm not saying being happy-go-lucky all the time. No one suggests you got to sit there with a stupid grin on your face like some idiot.
I'm just saying is you pointed out the fact that I come against movies, which I do because they're ridiculously popular, and I, every once in a while it's fun to go against things that are popular. By the way, it's not like that didn't give us like 30 free segments.
Well,
across
you're right
3
about
weeks,
that.
So,
yes.
Let's bash me.
Okay,
for...
but you do now have a sworn enemy in Clay Byersdorf, yes. And I hope you can sleep at night.
I do, and if that little communist ever wants to come,
he is a veteran, sir.
If the Red Lover ever wants to come after me, we'll see what happens.
How dare you? He is a veteran.
Are you gonna smile when you see?
I guess
Dunkirk?
I have a suit. I'm pumped for that. I guess I was thinking about the other day. I do come off overwhelmingly negative on this show.
Why can't you be happy and go lucky like Chris Gardner?
Yes.
Every time I see Chris Gardner, he's got a smile on his face. He's singing hymns.
If I was as happy go lucky as Chris Gardner, I think you actually might have a point in that. I think you might be a little dark, man. Like that might be a little closer to what you think is going on here. Love you, buddy.
I got you.
But I realize it. Like in the last couple weeks, I've come after popular movies. I ragged on going out with my friends.
Yes.
I came down on the fact that birthdays and holidays are stupid.
Yes.
You're right. Let's not go that far. So every Jehovah's Witness is a communist now. Wow, Giamatti. What's your problem with religious freedom, sir?
Not wanting to celebrate holidays and birthdays, that is kind of a Jehovah's Witness thing to do.
Yeah,
because they don't celebrate anything.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. It's... And again,
I want you to go out and have a good time on Saturday, Rocky. Not complain about it like you did last weekend.
I am going out and having a good time on Saturday. It's just not around my birthday.
It's a day before your birthday. How is it not around your birthday?
I don't know. Just didn't.
You mean it's not about your birthday? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, exactly. So okay. I mean, it just. I mean, I'm gonna have a fine weekend. It's just the fact that it came down on a Sunday. And again, like I said, my Sunday night's pretty much spoken for. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. And again, I'm going to be angry.
You're making a huge sacrifice by watching Game of Thrones.
I'm not making a huge sacrifice. I'm watching a solid HBO show. It's just that it's fun for me to get angry about it. And when I say get angry about it, I don't actually mean, or I'm actually getting angry about it. I get worked up about it, which is more fun. Why not?
The Cardinals had a nice little rebound today against the Chicago Cubs, 11-4. It was looking kind of bleak there until the eighth inning when the Cardinals had their highest scoring inning of the season, netting eight, or plating eight, I guess I should say. Eight runs in the eighth inning. Paul DeJong with the, I guess you could say, the go-ahead double, two-run double that put them ahead 4-3, and then it was all kind of downhill from there for the Northsiders. And here's what the funny thing is. I'm kind of reading Twitter. I think most people are being sarcastic, like David Klein from Hedonism, saying, you know, hey, you know what? This is going to be the victory. It's going to turn this team around. And was it Charlie Marlowe? He had the best tweet of the day saying, you know, this is the kind of victory that's going to get this people talking excited about this team that's two games below 500.
I don't know if they were doing it sarcastically or tongue in cheek, because that's kind of how it's a little bit how our predecessors here on the hardline were treating it. Like, this could be the. I heard twice the statement, this could be the segment that turns around. This could be the series that turns around for the Cardinals.
Come on.
And I'm like, oh, no, buzzwords, ding, 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 ding. Somebody just won their little mini bet. In fact, I think Tim even jokingly put it up on the fan page, how many people, you know, the over-under on how many people say this is the game that changed the Cardinals season.
Yeah.
And I had to hold back getting on Facebook and commenting, two hosts on your two hosts on the same station as you.
What about Then, what's going to be their attitude tomorrow if Adam Wainwright goes out there and gets shelled at Wrigley Field? Because Adam Wainwright's been good at home. He's not been very good on the road.
At the same time, I can't completely blame people for that mindset because of where the Cardinals have been. Yes, they're 2 games under 500, but at the same time, the Central's still been so bad, and it is against another team in the Central, the Cubs, and you're beating up on them like this. People want to find hope there, and so I can't heartily blame them for it, but I just think this has happened too many times, and now that's just the fact that it's July doesn't mean it's changed anything. Stop.
And I mean,
come on,
there's really no such thing as momentum in baseball. Momentum is the next day starting pitcher. You think you have all the momentum in the world if you're going up against someone like Max Scherzer tomorrow or Clayton Kershaw tomorrow? There goes all your momentum right out the window. They could put an end to that real quick. Cardinals also making news off the field by trading Marco Gonzalez to the Seattle Mariners for minor league outfield prospect Tyler O'Neill. From what I was seeing on Twitter, the people in the Pacific Northwest not happy with this deal. They were really big on Tyler O'Neill, who is described as being a slugger. So now what that means is they kind of have an abundance of outfield prospects. Something tells me they're going to make another move.
Well, John Mozeliak even said earlier that there's going to be some activity.
There better be. I mean,
and of course, it's the Cardinals, so activity can again mean
they're
going to
trade.
A critical bullpen pitcher.
Yeah, they're going to trade Tyler O'Neill now to Baltimore for Brad Brock instead of Tyler Lyons, and that's going to be the big move. And then Mozeliak said had the press conference saying that now this team is going to be very competitive in a very tough National League Central where the winner may be 5 games above 500. Look out, world. Here we come.
I just...
You don't even know what to say to that, do you?
No, because it's going to happen. I'm trying to come up with a response about why that's not true and why fans should get their hopes up. Should have some hope that this is the year they pull a bigger trigger, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I've just become too...
Well, I was hearing rumblings today...
Set in the Cardinals... In the fact that the Cardinals just don't make the big move.
I'm hearing rumblings today that Manny Machado is not planning on signing in Baltimore. And this season, Baltimore's already kind of saying it's kind of a lost season because their pitching is terrible. And Manny Machado is going into the final year of his contract. Next season is going to be the final year of his contract. And it sounds like they may feel like they can't afford him. So maybe this is the time the Cardinals make the move for Manny Machado and try to sign him long term. You have him the rest of the season. You have him all next season to try to work him to sign a deal. And maybe he bounces back next year because this year he hasn't been very good. So maybe the Cardinals make a move for Manny Machado. I know we had Richard Justice on last night, and he said that Adam Jones and Manny Machado were two. Did he say that or did Eric say that? I'm trying to remember. But someone last night said that Adam Jones and Manny Machado are two pieces that the Baltimore Orioles want to build around, and you can't blame them there. But they feel like they can't sign him. Why not move him now? What's the difference? Move him this year, move him next year. If you think you're getting a fair trade.
I just don't think at any point they're going to – I can't see them having that little faith that they're going to sign him at this point. With the year he's having –
I heard it on ESPN today. They're saying that they don't think they have much of a chance of signing him.
Really? Everything I've heard is that he likes Baltimore.
He may like Baltimore, but he may want to go someplace where – he can make more money and maybe a little more consistent winning. I know that it hasn't exactly been
like
the Cardinals this year and last year, but
the Orioles are going to short him on the contract. It's not like the Orioles aren't sitting on the same money that almost every other team is sitting. It's not like they're not the Tampa Bay Rays over here.
No, but they're not the Cardinals either. They're not exactly flush with cash. When I look at that top 10 list of revenue for 2016, Baltimore was not on there.
I would just be shocked. I'm just saying, at this point, a year and a half out, I would just be shocked if they were that destitute on their chances of signing him. I mean, good for them if they've made the decision. I think teams too long, try to hold on to that, to the lie that they're going to be able to keep their best players and these franchise players. And yet, I would be shocked, again, for a team like the Orioles at this point to really be that far out of it.
I'm really hoping that John Mozeliak and Mike Gersh, they pull a Doug Armstrong and surprise everybody and renew the faith of their fan base by making some great moves and some really beneficial trades. If they do the typical Cardinal move where we're going to trade somebody that you've never heard of for a reliever that you've never heard of, I know I'm not going to be the only one who's going to be upset about it. There's going to be plenty of people upset about it, and I hope they show. I hope they show their outrage by not going to Busch Stadium and not going to Ballpark Village. Just stay away. Watch the ratings for Fox Sports Midwest go down the drain. Sorry, Cat. And watch the empty seats at Busch Stadium, and then they're going to get the message. Yeah, you know what? Us saying, okay, we're going after low-hanging fruit, and we fielded an offer that we felt was very competitive, is no longer getting the job done. Our fan base isn't buying it. They want to see results, and damn it, we need to give it to them. Whether or not we're comfortable or not, we don't care anymore. Do we want to win baseball games, or do we want to make money? You can't take it with you when you die. Contrary to what Stan Kroenke thinks. You can't take it all with you when you die. And name me the last person who was the richest man in the cemetery. Name me the last person that got that award.
Steve Jobs.
Is he the richest dead man ever, you think?
There's
probably some Rothschilds up there.
Dude, changed
like
the freaking world three times over.
Rockefeller, maybe.
Yeah, but those guys were splitting it with their other 14 inbred siblings.
They're really inbred? Or is that a joke? So that could go more of the conspiracy.
Well, you, okay,
yeah, no, it changes to a joke after a certain year, I'd probably say, but
you know how Nelson Rockefeller, you know,
we're talking like, you know, if I'm making that joke about the 18th century Rothschilds, I'm probably spot on. I'm making that joke about the 19th century Rothschilds, it's more of a joke. Yeah, sure.
But back in the day, all right.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, rich people marry the same people. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Do you know how Nelson Rockefeller died?
How?
He had a heart attack while nailing the maid.
Well, how old is he?
He was like in his late 60s, early 70s.
Who doesn't want to go out like that? I'm sorry. Late 60s, early 70s, in the middle of it.
That's how Giamatti's going to go.
Maybe give me to 75, but still, that I mean, you can't ask for a better.
Giamatti may die that way this weekend.
You can't ask for a better way to go there. That'd be impressive. That's the way to go. That'd be impressive.
I wouldn't refuse that way of exiting.
There was, remember the Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla when it was on Comedy Central? It was hysterical. And they had this new...
Remember when we talked about how you do it to yourself when you date yourself? And you get yourself into trouble with how much older you are than us?
Yeah.
You do it to yourself sometimes. Okay. You do it to yourself sometimes, but continue.
Okay, but do you remember the Man Show?
No!
Giamatti does, and he's younger than you.
I've seen an episode or two.
Okay. So they had this service where it was called, like, there's like a spoof service where they're like, you had the family watching grandpa die in the hospital. They're like, there's no way for a man to die. So the service was die like a man, and you had options. One was being beaten to death in the ring by a professional boxer. Another one was mob hit, and the other one was whorehouse heart attack.
It'd either be mob hit or whorehouse heart attack.
I think mob hit's pretty good, too. How did Rocchio die? Mob hit. Whoa.
He got whacked.
You're kidding me.
That show ended in it when I was just 13. There was no, even if we would have had cable, there was no way I was watching that show. There's no way I was finding out a way to watch that show on a consistent basis.
You missed out. It was funny.
Yeah. I've seen a couple episodes.
And then
episodes.
Jimmy Kimmel went on to do his ABC show.
It's not even a couple episodes. I've just seen a ton of clips from that show because it's Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla.
And then Doug Stanhope. And then Doug Stanhope and Joe Rogan took over, and it was terrible. It was so bad. You think it'd be funny with those two, and it was god awful.
How many times can you say the phrase? And then Doug Stanhope and Joe Rogan did something, and it sucked.
I like both those guys. I think they're both funny.
It's not a phrase you can run out very often.
Rogan, yeah. I mean, it was really bad. It was really overscripted, and yeah, like with Kimmel and Carolla, just seemed real natural, had a nice, easy flow to it. And then when Stanhope and Rogan took over, it just seemed like
it's forced.
Just real forced. And like, do these two even know each other?
I like Rogan's podcast a lot. He's actually a really, really smart guy.
He really is.
I didn't ever think he was stupid.
He's smart to describe the guy who literally talks about conspiracy theories every single podcast.
And he's really big into psychedelics too. Like he's all about DMTs. Acid.
Giamatti, this is right down Giamatti's lane.
Never was a fan of any of
them. Didn't really.
I want to be able to control my own mind.
Didn't really code that one very well.
Let's take a commercial break. And then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Jennings Randolph Jr. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.